Welcome across the veil. Hi, I'm April, and I'm excited to be here once again sharing information with you and being able to just connect with those that are across the veil, whether it be the angels, the teachers, the masters, the guides, or those who have preceded us across the veil. It's an absolutely gorgeous day, and no matter where we're at and no matter what we're doing, when we can look up and we can enjoy the beauty that's around us, no matter what that beauty is. It's the beauty that's within your heart. It's one of those fabulous days. And I'm just really feeling like it's a blessing that's being shared with everybody. It's a blessing that's being shared in my own world and in the world of many who will be listening to this program or those who are listening to the program. It's a blessing in knowing and being able to experience what's out there for us and just being here and I don't know exactly how to find the words for what I'm feeling is happening within the energy around us right now at this point in time. My name is April, and if you'd like to learn a little bit more about me, it's it's aprillugophd.com. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about our business, it's mugworts, mugworts.com. And you can go on and find out a little bit more about us and find out what we offer and who we are and what we do. If you'd like to contact me, it's P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, and S as in Sam at mugworts.com. You can email me at any time and I'll be happy to answer you and maybe make a contact outside of what we do here on the radio. And that's fine. I have no problems with that whatsoever. I do ask that you keep your questions brief, though, and I do one-on-one sessions live, also online, email, that type of thing as well, so we can always set something up like that if you'd like something a little bit more detailed and a little bit more in-depth. I was preparing for the program today, and as I was going into quiet and connecting and finding out what is the general message, what is it that would be something that the guys want to share with the listeners, that what is it that they have that people need to hear that is going to give us direction and is going to give us hope. And the big message that I got from that was it's time to evaluate your life. Look at what you are giving your power, your life, your relationships, your career, and your finances to. And I was like, wow, that is so intense because we do that. And a lot of times we aren't even aware of it remotely. For example, I have one of my children and he has a new little girl. And they, in this particular area, there seems to be an overabundance of skunks. And his house has just become... this is where they want to be. And so they've begun live trapping them out and having them removed from the area because, you know, of course, skunks do a lot of damage to your property. But when I stopped last evening, I just kind of had a feeling they needed me to stop. And I stopped on the way home to get a baby moment. And then as I got there, I knew why I had stopped. But I was visiting with his significant other, and she was just telling me how this was just really starting to make her just go bonkers. You know, here she is with this new baby and these skunks and all of this going on. And I just, I really wanted to just give her a big hug and tell her, it's okay. Don't give power to that frustration. Don't give power to that overabundance of things that are kind of outside of her control. They're doing what they can to do to fix it and to control it, but not to let it consume her, not to let it give her that feeling that she was sitting with. And when I got home and I just started doing some meditation and energy and sending healing and having a conversation with the skunk population and asking them to not bother, you know, and to move out, to go out into the wilds and not be in around people's homes and that type of thing, this message really started coming through. And then this morning, once again, as I was preparing for the program, what are we giving our power to? Where are we putting that? And why are we allowing it to have control over us? Why are we allowing it to be the factor that holds us back? A lot of times, you know, we could be believing for a new job, but yet with our own thoughts and our own words, we're keeping that job from materializing. We're keeping ourselves from being able to receive it. And that's one of the biggest things that I think a lot of us forget is that, you know, we ask for something and we should expect to receive it. It's like our children. If we say to our children, I want you to go clean your bedroom, don't we expect them to go do that? And don't we expect to receive that they're going to listen to us and that they're going to do what we've asked? It's the same thing when we're drawing in that which is what we need, and when we're giving our power to that which what we need in our lives. If I need a healing, but I continually talk about being sick, oh, I've got this awful cold, I feel so miserable, what are we going to do? We're going to have this cold and we're going to feel miserable. Where if we take control of it and we acknowledge and we take care of ourselves and we, you know, maybe need to drink more fluids or maybe increase our vitamin C or whatever we feel like we should be doing with it. But it's when we stay focused in the ick of it that we forget to receive the blessing of it. And we forget to, when we look at it and we say, hey, you know what? I don't have time for you to be in my space right now, and I've got to move forward, and I need to do this and that. And we can overcome, and we can become stronger, and we can be able to be in that place. And this seems to be the message that I really felt like needed to be shared on this program this week, is that we need to evaluate our own lives. We need to sit back and look at our own direction that we're going, the path that we're creating, the reality that we're creating that is ours, that is our life. This is my life. This is your life. And what is there for you is what you should be accepting and receiving, and not taking the ick that's just running down. Excuse me, and reclaiming our own power and reclaiming our own identity. And it seems like there's about three people that are listening to the program today who you have really, really been struggling with this. There's a gentleman who has been attempting to secure a job, and he'll go and he'll do these fabulous interviews. You have an excellent resume. It just shines. It just sparkles. And the energy of this is just so alive. But when you walk out, you're killing it with your words. Your first words are, after all of it, well, I hope. I hope, I hope. Let's move past hope is what I'm hearing. They want you to move past that hope, and they want you to move into the place of receptivity. They want you to move into that place of saying, I have done my best. I have presented everything, and it's in the hands of divine. It's in the hands of my angels. It's in the hands of my guides. And allow that to materialize. Allow that to happen. I had a young woman who had come, and this example is just coming forward to share with you. I had a young woman who had believed for a job, and she got an excellent job. She got a fabulous job. And she just kept looking at it, and she said, but you know what? This job is counter to everything I believe in. I'm a holistic healing practitioner. I'm a woman who I don't like having, you know, pills pushed on people and in her own life. So she said, she was visiting with me, and I said, well, what is it that you want? What is it that you feel fits your personality, fits your who you are? And so she told me a few things, and I said, well, why don't you go home and write that down? And after you write that down, just hold your hands over it and send that energy into it, that this within your you know, this is what you really would rather have. This is what you would like to see change. Maybe it could have changed in her current position. Maybe it just was what the way it was working for her. And she did. She went home and she wrote out a few things, and then she held her hands over it, and she put some energy into it. And within 3 days, I had a woman walk into our shop here, and she said, "I'm looking to hire somebody. Do you happen to know anybody who would fit this qualification?" I immediately called this woman back, and I said to her, the one that had been asking me about her position, and I said to her, "You know, I think you might want to talk to this woman. I'm not sure what she's offering because I didn't get the details. I just, when she came in to visit with me, I felt like it was somebody that you needed to talk to." She called her, and it was absolutely everything that she had put on her list. More money, no weekends, more of the holistic approach to life versus being in traditional medicine, and all of that type of thing. Every bit of it fell into what she was believing for. So what I'm hearing is, for that gentleman that's trying to find that job and he's self-sabotaging himself, he's tripping himself up, sit down and write down what it is, and then put that energy into it, the energy of believing that it can be, the energy of knowing that it can be, and the energy of when you interview and when you send out your resumes and when you talk to people, that it is exactly what is there for you, and that it is done with that divine direction and that is in alignment with your energy. And the guides are wanting you to realize that you're tripping yourself up. That's why it's not happening. That's why you feel like, "Oh, I'm in the wrong area. I should never have done this or that." And you're beating yourself up. And they're saying, it's time to stop that. It's time to move past that and reclaim your power. Reclaim who it is that you are and what position you have within it. And let that be the blessing. Let that be the direction that they can take you. They're going to give you the words. When you go inside yourself and you're quiet, they're going to give you those words. They're going to give you that direction. And you're going to see it happen. And it'll happen in a very short period of time. I'm covered in spirit chills as I'm sharing this message for this gentleman. It's really important for you to take on that and to claim that. And I want to say this is for anybody who's out there looking for a job or looking for what it is that they want in reclaiming that personal power, reclaiming that purpose in their lives. Build that, structure it, put the energy into it, and then focus into that and allow that to become your walk. Allow that to become your path. Allow that to be the direction that you're going to go. I am taking calls during this. They got right in and started flowing in with messages for us to share today. And I've got a few more that I can feel are really coming forward that I'll be sharing as we go. But I am taking calls today during the program. If you have anything that you would like to maybe get a little bit of direction or guidance on, please feel free to call in. And you can Skype in, use the Skype connection, and it'll call right into the station. Or you can dial 888-627-6008, and they'll connect us and we can visit for a little bit and see what those guides want to say and what the masters. I'm really feeling a strong connection with the masters today, that strong voice of owning who we are, that strong voice of our own reality. And also, in your relationship, there's someone who has a relationship issue that they really feel like they've done everything they know to do to fix this relationship. And I'm not necessarily getting this as a romantic relationship, because the romance in your life is okay. It's the nuts and bolts of the relationship. It's what makes the relationship work. It's what makes that relationship a friendship. It's what makes that relationship professional. It's how we approach it. It's how we handle it. It's how we allow our voice to be a part of it. Do I give up and I'll let my power just drain out? Or do I hold who I am within that relationship, which then builds the beauty of that relationship? I'm seeing it as a visual, so I'm trying to give it words as I'm discussing this with you. It's kind of like Fine, I just give up. I'm throwing my hands in the air. I know I can't do this. I know I'm not ever going to be good enough. That type of thing. And that's that stinking thinking that we need to correct. It's that power that we need to reclaim within ourselves and take a step back and take a big breath. Take a step back and regroup and allow ourselves to align with that. Allow ourselves to come into that vibration and into that frequency of perfection, of higher good, of blessing. And in the relationship, when you begin to own that again, and you've made that decision that says, I'm going forward positive. I'm going forward with this as me, as my personal identity, and making the adjustments that we need to make within ourselves. Sometimes we need to reevaluate who we are and where we're at within this whole puzzle and within that position, but don't give up the power. Don't give up that who you are, the reality of what you bring to that relationship. And I'm not saying you want to throw up all over the other people. You want to own who you are, though. You want to find that answer. Maybe you need to sit down and write it down. I'm an excellent mom. I know how to take care of my children. I know how to cook the meals, and I keep a clean house. Write down those positive things, because it's going to give you that return of you. It's going to give you that return of the relationship. I'm a really good friend. I'm here for the others in the ways that I'm capable of being here for them. I'm an excellent partner. Those type of things. You want to build that personal identity, letting you be the voice that speaks, letting you be the reality of who you are and where you're going, and not selling out that part of yourself because you feel like it's a worthless road, or like you've done everything and nobody wants to hear. You're so close to being through that. You're so close to making the changes that you need to make, as well as the changes that need to happen in that relationship. It's so close. It's so right there that I don't even know how to express it. It's that close. It's like a breath away. It's like a twinkle of the eye away. And it's right there. Your relationships are going to get much stronger when you get back to you, when you reclaim your power, when you reclaim who it is that you are and what you're allowing in. It's what we allow. It's what we project. It's what we give that really either builds and blesses or it breaks us down. And yeah, there's times we need to be broke down. Yeah, there's times we need to make changes within our own self, but not selling out to ourselves, not selling out and letting others take advantage or have or overcoming us. It's when we work together and we find that balance. Much like the gal I was sharing with earlier, the information about with earlier when she came in and was talking about her job. It's the same thing within your relationships. What are you willing to accept? What are you not willing to accept? Is what you're not willing to accept healthy? Does it have healthy boundaries? What you are willing to accept, is it healthy? And does it have healthy boundaries as well? Evaluate it. Look at it. Don't just sit there and take all the hits. Don't just sit there and let it overcome you. Don't let it overpower you. Know that you can move outside of this box that you've created. I actually see it as this little group of people that have just allowed themselves to be dumped into this box of reality that they've and is how it's going on in their lives and their relationships. And the guys want me to tell you, it's time to step out of the box. It's time to reclaim yourself. It's time to honor yourself. It's time to be there as you are here to live and to be and to do. I am taking calls during the program here, so if you'd like to call in, you can Skype right into the phone, or you can call 888-627-6008, and I'll be happy to share information with you and insight and see if we can't get you some guidance and direction, or maybe even make a connection with someone who has preceded us across the veil who wants to share with us information. There is somebody who has passed that absolutely loved grapefruits. And they want you to know that they are in and around, and they are in your space. I keep seeing grapefruits, and I keep tasting grapefruit. And they're just, they said that this is a big key for you. They may have even been a grapefruit farmer. I'm seeing grapefruits, lots of grapefruits. The message for the person that is hearing this, or will hear this through the archive, is that they are okay. They arrived home, and that you had a conversation about the grapefruits, and you have a question about grapefruits. I don't know what. I love when some of these come in. It's just like, wow, I have no idea what this is all about, but I'm going to share it. I'm going to give it to you and let you determine and let you find the answer that's within this. They want you to know that they're at home and that they're still helping, that they made the journey, and that things are that things are great. I'm hearing the terminology peachy keen. be blessed, and having been in each other's lives has been really a blessing. That this person from the other side is telling me they didn't realize in their life, they didn't realize the blessing that was there in their life because they didn't hold on to. And they were stuck in their heads. They're showing me like the head across the forehead and saying, I was stuck in my head. I was stuck in my own thoughts. I was stuck on my own focus. And for that, I want to say I'm sorry. But it's not, they're saying it wasn't bad. It was just something they weren't able to get a hold of in their current lifetime. Something about getting, nutrition, something about food. There's something about food. They want me to give you a message of you need to clean up your diet. They want you to eat a little bit more healthy. They want you to focus a little bit more on what you're putting in your mouth. As I'm seeing three fingers together with a thumb, and they're putting it towards their mouth. And they're saying they need to speak their truth. They need to express their truth, but also they need to watch what they're putting inside. As I'm seeing it, it's kind of like they're showing me with a gesture for inside. Watch what you're putting inside. Know that it's okay, but that they want you to. There's something about this grapefruit. They really keep showing me these grapefruits. If this is a message that's there for you and you can grasp it and you can connect with this person, do. And know that they're there. Know that you can talk to them at any point in time. And yes, the physical communication back and forth is not as easy as it is when we're standing here face to face. But when we quiet and we listen, that you'll actually hear. You'll actually feel. They're saying to me, much like you teach with the clairvoyance, clairessence, you'll pick up all of those things, and you'll become aware that that has happened, that healing has taken place, that they have arrived home, and they're letting you know, as they told you that they would when they arrived home. Feeling that energy drop down. I am taking calls during the program today. The number is 866-627-6008. And if you would like to call in during the program, that would be great. I have Debbie from New York on the line. Hi, Debbie. This is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. Thank you for taking my call.
Not a problem.
I was wondering if my husband has a message for me. He passed away 5 years ago, and he left me with a lot of stuff, a lot of his collections that I haven't been able to deal with, and I was wondering if he has any messages for me about that.
I'm hearing that there is a couple of things that you need to let go of, and that in letting go of it, it's going to bring you some financial prosperity. That I'm not sure what that means. What I'm feeling, there's a definite immediate connection as you started speaking that I'm picking up with him. He's wanting me to express to you that he's really happy that you're moving on. I don't know what that means. He said, please tell her I'm happy that she's moving on, and that there's a couple of items he had in particular that you know have a value, and he wants you to let go of them so that that value can be a blessing. He's saying, don't hold on to it for the materialistic sake, because that's not what the true purpose of it was.
Okay.
I hope you know what they are. He's not giving me specifics. Also, he's wanting me to tell you that he connected with another man. It looks like an older man, like possibly when he got home, he reconnected with his father or your father, or it's a male, and I'm not seeing distinct side to say, oh, it's your dad or his dad, but that there was a reconnection there and that there was a healing that took place when he arrived home.
Oh, it's his dad, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. And he's proud of you. He also wants you to know he feels bad that it was his time to go, but it was his time to go.
Yeah, I understand that.
Okay.
Can you tell me if all my pets are with him?
I was going to say he was showing me some animals, and I was just going to kind of let that go.
Oh.
See what happens when I get my head in the way. he was showing me animals. He was showing me, and there's something about, did you have a dog at the time of his passing?
Yes.
Okay. Because that's still real prevalent. I'm covered in spirituals as that connection is coming through. There's, you know, he's just really showing me that. He's giving me that acknowledgement of that. And he's saying, yes, that, you know, there's the welcome home. There's that. It's kind of, I don't know why I'm seeing this. It's kind of like the Ace Ventura Pet Detective. I'm just seeing that type of energy. excuse me. Around the situation.
Yeah, there should be a lot of pets around him.
Yeah, he's showing me that. And I don't know why he's showing me that. As that as an example, it's almost like, you know, I think I've seen that movie like once in my life, but he's like replaying it in front of me.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, not a problem. Not a problem. And he wants you to know that there's financial blessings. I don't know if you're in a place where you're kind of struggling with finances a little bit, but he wants you to know there's a financial blessing.
Yeah, well, his collections were worth a lot of money. But, you know, I just haven't been able to deal with it. And now that I know it's okay,
yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah, let it go, he's saying. Let it go. That's part of why it was there. That's part of why he had it. You know, it was his stuff.
So
it wasn't
much,
necessarily
April.
Yours, is what I'm hearing.
Thank you, April. I really appreciate your help.
Not a problem, Debbie. You have a great rest of your day.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Excuse me. Yeah, it's so fun when they come in like that and they bring their messages and they show things. And it's so creative. Sometimes they just get so creative with how they show me things. But I am taking calls during the hour here. And the number is 888-627-6008. And see if we can make a connection. And they're connecting really strong and really quickly today. So that is... a good thing, and that's a good plus. Breaking through, breaking through, breaking through. I keep hearing that. And as I'm sharing with you, they're showing me it's kind of like digging a tunnel. And as you're digging through this tunnel underground and you're trying to get to your gold that's on the other side of this tunnel or at a point or a place within this tunnel, and as you're digging, you're so close. But you're about ready to drop your pickaxe and turn around and walk away. And they're saying, don't. Keep working at it. Keep giving yourself permission to focus on finding this. You're being influenced by others to want to quit. You're being influenced by others to not want to keep forging forward. Stop. Let you stand in your power. You stand in what you believe. You know you have the answer, and it's time for you to do that. It's time for you to keep doing this and do it for you. Not because somebody else is saying to do it, not because somebody else is saying to quit. This is for you. This is your journey. This is your walk. This is your path. And they're saying, you're so close. It's like, I feel like if you just realized if you sleep 24 hours and you wake up in the next morning, it's going to be right there. So obvious, so right there in front of you, so in your face, blessed and receiving what it is, your gold, whatever your gold is. They're using that as a terminology for me, gold. Your gold could be finances. Your gold could be relationship. It could be health. It could be any of those issues, any of those things. There is a person who is dealing with issues related to their mother, and you're quite angry and you're quite upset with some of the stuff that happened between you and your mother. And they're wanting me to tell you that it's time for you to heal those issues. It's time for you to reclaim your personal power. Time for you to reclaim yourself in the relationship. It's time for you to put aside some of those things that want to present themselves to you. You're an adult now. And your mom did the best that she knew to do at that time. She, you know, she may have made some choices that didn't seem like they were the best for you, but in reality, they were the best. And it's now time for you to step up to the plate and to look at it. It feels like the mother maybe wasn't there as your protector. The mother didn't keep you safe. Let it go. It is what I'm hearing. It's pretty cut and dry. They're saying, let it go. It's time to move forward past that. It's time to stop making excuses. Stop using that as a means of self-justification. You like being the victim? Wow. And I'm not saying this to be harsh. Please don't take it that way. I'm just giving it to you how I'm hearing it. It's sometimes we get in those comfort zones. Sometimes we get in those places where it's easier to let the blame and the responsibility of things that maybe, you know, when we're a kid, we're not in the power of that. We can't really have control over it. But when we become an adult and when we move into being an adult, then it's time for us to own it. It's time for us to heal it. It's time for us to move forward from it. For example, I had a situation in my life that was really a negative situation. And I could have chosen to stay bitter, and I could have chosen to stay angry, and I could have chosen to remain the victim and had said, this person still has control over me. This person still has power over me because of the things that they did to me in my younger years. But what I did is I chose to heal that. I chose to move forward within my own body. I chose to heal those hurts. I chose to take that victim part of myself and cleanse it and release it and let it be opened up. And as I did that, then I began to be more in my power. I began to be more in my reality and in who I am and what my life was about. I know that I don't want anything to do with this person. It's like, why would I set myself up to be in that space with this person again? But in my life, I'm healed. I've allowed that healing to take place. I've moved forward. I'm no longer feeling victimized by this person. I'm no longer feeling hurt by this person. I no longer have any expectations of this person or of myself in relationship to that. And it's okay. I'm healthy through it. I'm healed through it. And that's what I'm feeling like the message is that they're trying to say with your mother issues. You don't have to spend time with her. You don't have to go hang out with her. You don't have to really even visit with her because you've alienated yourself from each other. But do it healthy now. Put those healthy boundaries up. Find that healing in yourself. Reclaim your identity. I'm even hearing that there's a person who feels like I can't even really find my identity. There are people out there that can help you. There are people out there that you can go to in the holistic realm who can bring you help and can bring you hope. Don't shortchange yourself on that. Don't feel like you have to accept that because you don't. She didn't do this to hurt you. She didn't do this intentionally. Even though it may feel that way at this point in your life, she didn't. and you can move forward with strength in that. Find that healing within yourself. If you can't find it in your own quiet time, in your own meditation time, go find a professional that can help you, a therapist, a counselor, maybe even do it through hypnotherapy. Do it through, I'm hearing, using the alternatives, using the that which can help release that and let that go. Do work with that, and you'll find your strength there, and you'll find you're reclaiming yourself. You'll find reclaiming yourself within the relationship within your mother. I also feel that as you are healing these mother issues, you're actually going to be able to, I'm going to say it even though I know that it's not what you're feeling right now, you'll be able to rebond, you'll be able to heal, you'll be able to let that become your path, your journey. It's hard. It's really hard when you're in that place because I can feel the pain that you're feeling, but I want you to realize that the guys are saying you gotta let it go. You can't stay in that place. You can't stay in that hurt. It's time to move forward. And I really, really feel like I'm being directed to tell you to seek the help of someone that can help you through the alternative practices. If you want to send me an email and ask me for maybe some help, I might be able to connect you with some people in your area or even be able to do some work with you one-on-one over the internet or over the phone. Please feel free to send me an email. It's P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, at Mugworts, MUGWORTS.com. That's one of the best ways to get a hold of me, and we can communicate and see if we can't get you some help, some guidance, as well as owning who you are. That seems to be the theme that really is coming forward in the message that they want me to share today, is we need to own our power. We need to heal. We need to let that go. You may feel like you've done everything you can to heal those issues and those situations, but you're forgetting a couple little pieces that keep triggering back up, keep giving you those feelings, keep giving you that feeling of overwhelm, that feeling of being the victim. And it's no longer serving your higher good. It's actually holding you back. It's keeping you from moving forward. It's keeping you from receiving. As we were talking at the beginning of the show, they're shifting the energy, and they're wanting me to say receiving, receiving, receiving. It's time to receive. If you handed somebody a $20 bill for a $10 item, you expect to receive that $10 change back. It's that simple. When you ask and when you do and when you put the energy out there, then you have to receive it. Then you have to be willing to allow that blessing to come forward. And I hear somebody in their thought processes saying, well, I am willing to receive it. I know I'll receive it. I'm willing. But by saying that and by not actually doing it, it's kind of like standing at the cash register with the person trying to hand you back the $10 while you're being distracted on the phone or texting or talking to a person next to you. It's like you're allowing all the outside forces, all the outside stuff around you to hold you back, to keep you from receiving it. Let yourself receive. Let yourself have it. It was a lesson I learned just recently in my life is, you know, we can ask and we can do and we can, you know, be open to it, but we have to do the receptive part of it. We have to be able to receive it. We have to, you know, and sometimes it's really humble. We have to humble ourselves to receive that, to actually accept it, know our worthiness, know that it is there for us. It's a gift for us. It's a reality that's there for us. It's something that is truly there for us. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about myself, you can go on to my website, which is aprillugophd.com. And if you'd like to learn a little bit more about our business, it's mugworts.com. Mugworts as in the plant, MUGWORTS. You can find out more about us there. You can send me an email at P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, at mugworts.com, and I will respond within a timely manner as I'm able to. If you'd like to send me a question, I'll be happy to answer it too, but please keep that question short and brief. I do one-on-one sessions with people. I do healing sessions with people. I do reading sessions with people and connections with people. I do travel quite frequently, and I'm looking at putting together a little bit of a summer tour, and I'll be announcing that as time goes on here, of areas that I'll be going to, sharing and teaching, as well as making connections and doing healing work as well. There is a family that is being bothered with what I'm going to call entities in your space, in your home. You have had, I'm going to say, exorcisms that have taken place in and around your property, and it has not helped. You are at a point of despair. You are at a point of feeling like, this is my home, but I can't live in my home. I'm overrun. I'm feeling very overwhelmed. I had a situation very similar to this happen recently to a family up in the Seattle area. And I was called up, and we went up and we did some work, and we did some cleansing, and we did some clearing. After this family had spent thousands and had lost a year and a half of being able to be in their home, they're now celebrating their home. They're now living in their home. They're now loving their home. It's time to reclaim your home. It's time to allow yourself to tell those entities, to tell those those spirits, those I'm just trying to get a voice for it. I'm just trying to see what it is. It's like you feel like there's things that are missing, that there's things that are going bump in the night, that there are, you know, children have identified and seen, and you can tell by the reaction of your pets that this is going on. There is hope. You don't have to give up your house. You don't have to give up your home. Everything can be cleansed and cleared. Everything can be, because it's our right. It's our home. It's our land. It's our property. It's where we have a right to live. And I'm really feeling like you have two or three very strong presences, energetic presences that you have called in. I've called in the angels. I've called in the masters. I've called in help from those who have passed to clear these out, to move them out. You're forgetting to receive that help, and you're forgetting to receive the release of this from your property. Wow, I've never heard that terminology. You're refusing to receive the release. It's kind of like, oh, there you go. See, that's missing again. Or it's, oh, see, I keep hearing that noise. Or, oh, rather than releasing that, when you focus on the hearing of it or the noticing of it, rather than picking it back up and saying, no, you can't touch that. Leave it alone and walk away from it and don't think about it anymore. You're not giving them power. You're not giving that energy strength. You're cutting it off. You're stopping it. And you have to do that over and over and over again. It's like training a puppy. You know, if you don't stand firm with them, what do? They chew on your shoes. They tear up the paper. They go potty in the house. You have to be firm with them. It's that same way when dealing with this particular energy that's in your property, that's in your and in your place and in your space. You've got to stand strong to them. You've got to not give them any power. And your thoughts and your fears is one of the things that they're feeding on. It's one of the things that's keeping it's one of the things that's keeping them there, that's allowing them to stay within that property and within that place. We do have a service that we offer to help with that. And if you would like to find out about it, it's paranormalspecialist.com is the website that we have with that. And it really feels like this is something that falls within that category. It's paranormalspecialist.com. And I don't talk about it too much because it's a part of what we do and it's a part of who we are. But it's coming forward today on the program. So I really feel like this is something that somebody needs help with. And if you do, check that out. And if it feels like we could be of help to you and you feel like there's a connection there that we could help you with, go ahead and send us an email about that as well. There's so much that happens in our lives. There's so many things that transpire, and there's a lot of journeys that we have to walk. And it's when we take responsibility for that, that we're going to notice things are changing. We're going to be able to stand in our personal power. We're going to be able to reclaim our careers. We're going to be able to reclaim our relationships. The theme of the whole program today has been focused on that. Excuse me. The theme of the whole program has been geared on what do I own? Who am I? And that type of thing. Because a lot of us have given it up. We've given it up. We've given up. We've sold out. And the guides and the angels are coming in really strong at this point in time. The angels are wanting people to realize they don't have to accept this. They don't have to stand in this place of victimization. They don't have to sell out. You have the right to own who you are. You have the right to reclaim that. Reevaluate what's going on in your current life. Maybe take a piece of paper and write career, write family, write finances, write relationships, and make a column and put down what is it that you're willing to accept, what is it that you're not willing to accept, and then put the energy into that, put your prayer into that, meditate over it, listen. And see what they want to give. See what they want to direct you with on that. The reason I'm getting a cough and a little bit of, I'm doing release work for someone. When people will connect and when they're listening or when they're in the space around me, sometimes they will do that. They'll start releasing and that I become a conduit for them to let go, a conduit for them to release. And sometimes it will happen through coughing, sneezing, hiccuping, burping, yawning, any of those wonderful things that our bodies will do. As I become a conduit, that oftentimes will happen. And that's happening as I'm discussing this with you now, and it started just a little bit ago. If you're in the need of receiving, receive it. If you're in the need of letting go, know that this is for you. That if you're listening to this and as this is a part of your life, receive it and let it go. Let this be a conduit of release for you. You don't have to hold on to it. You don't have to have it in your life any longer. No longer the thought of lack. It's no longer, I don't have enough. There's not enough there. Look at it and say, I need. And this is what I have because I have that need and because I need to move forward through this. Know it. Then it's going to happen. Know it. Then it's going to be a blessing. And accept it as that blessing. Receive it as that blessing. I just recently did that on a situation that I'm thrilled I was able to reopen up and re-able to come back into the airwaves. And you know, an opportunity is given and it's time to receive from that opportunity and be a double blessing back and forth. It's time for that kind of stuff to be able to happen and see the blessing in it and see how you are blessed and how the other people are blessed as well. And the multitudes are then able to be blessed. There's someone who's fighting a really serious illness and they want you to, they're wanting me to tell you it's not your time to go home. You're not done. You need to realize that. The hospitals, the doctors, they've given it names. They've given it diagnosis. They want you to be afraid. And when you can be afraid, then you can't win the battle. And that's one of the tools that's being used to take away your power is fear, doubt. And, you know, I still hurt, or I still have the symptom or the sign of the situation in my life. Don't let it take that place in your life. I have a gal who has come to see me, and we have a protocol set up that we're working on. She was having problems with her throat, and she went to have a CAT scan done. And in the CAT scan, the doctor calls her and tells her, well, you've only got 2 months, and if you don't do treatment, and the only way you're ever going to get any better is if you do these treatments, and created a dramatic reality of fear They told her they wanted her to come in and do a biopsy. And she was like, what's the purpose of doing a biopsy? I'm not going to have anything medically done. And the doctors became quite angry with her about it. And as she then has begun coming in and seeing us, and she's doing a few things through natural health and through herbs and through oils and through healing work and that type of thing, she was still hearing that negative voice, that fear that that doctor had said to her over the phone. And I asked her, I said, could I please see your CAT scan results? I just really felt a need for that. And as I was reading through it, I looked at her and I said, I don't know from this right here that I'm looking at where that doctor could give you a 2-month diagnosis. It's a statement that is said in that manner to create fear for you. And I feel like whoever it is that's in a very similar position, if you get a hold of this and if you get a hold of the healing and the health within this, do what you know within yourself to do. If you feel you should go do a treatment, go do a treatment. If you feel you should deal with this through natural remedies, deal with it through natural remedies. If you feel you should go see a healer, go see a healer. Listen to what you're hearing and follow that and listen to that and push that fear aside. After I read her CAT scan and I went over it with her, and I said, you know, it's almost kind of comical. And we started laughing, and I pulled up a couple of the things that they had used as the diagnostic terms, and I pulled them up on the computer. And as we were reading them, I said, how can they diagnose that through the CAT scan? Because that's all she had done. And we started reading, and we both ended up sitting here kind of laughing and really, being quite hysterical that they were trying to produce that much fear within her so that she would give up, so that she would then in turn not stand in her own personal power. I feel the same thing is happening with you. This gal, she's getting better. She's got done follow-up appointments with her doctor, which is something I highly recommend. She's also working with a naturopath. She also does healing work. She's also doing natural types of healings as well. But she's getting better. And the big thing that's really helping her in that getting better is that she's not holding on to the fear any longer. When she hears that voice in her head of that doctor giving her that horrible news, she starts laughing at it. And when you laugh at it, it can't become a fear any longer because it knows it's being mocked. It knows it's being told that it has no power over her, that she can't, that it can't win, that it can't overcome her. And so I really feel like whoever it is that's fighting this, the guys and the guides are wanting you to be aware that you can move beyond this, that you don't have to accept those words of fear. You don't have to accept that doom and gloom. You can know that you know that you know that you can accept that healing and be healed and be overcome, be a survivor because of who you are and what you have the ability to do. How the body can fix itself is what they're wanting me to say. Know that and stand in that. And I know I've shared a couple stories with each of the different messages that come in and have come in because that's what they're showing me. That's what they want you to know, is that you're no different than anyone else and you can overcome this. You can conquer. You can win. You can be the survivor and you can hear and receive what's out there for you. There's someone who's had, I'm hearing there's someone who's had a bizarre encounter, and this encounter you've really sat back and you were like, I knew it was going to happen. I could see it was going to happen. I could feel it was going to happen. And they want you to know that this is because your guides are working more closely with you and that they want you to become aware of the reality of the work that they're doing with you, through you, and for you. There is a person who is wanting to move north. I'm hearing the word, you want to move north, northerly, You're wanting to move to the north, and I'm hearing that I need to tell you to wait. The timing is not just 100% perfect. Wait just a little bit, and you're going to get the go sign. You're going to get the green light, and you're going to know that it's time to move. You're going to know that it's time for you to move forward on that. Once again, I'm getting that empowerment coming up, being empowered, standing in your personal power, owning who you are, empowerment. When we stand in our power, when we honor who we are, when we don't accept and we don't give up in our finances and we don't give up in our lives and we don't give up in our relationships or on our careers, and we stand in that, we are so powerful. We are so empowered that we don't even begin to grasp it until we start standing there, and then we can stand back and look at the sea and say, wow, that ocean of experience was intense, but I was able to ride the waves. I was able to be on top of things. I was able to be the victor. I was able to be who I needed to be, and that's what I had to do. That's what I had to overcome. That's what I had to be. And they want me to share with you that you are empowered. You're more empowered. You're more powerful than you could ever, ever imagine. And there's a person out there that it's kind of cute. It's kind of comical. What they're showing me is that you need to just simply make a wish. Make a wish and know that the reality of it is yours, that you can have it, that you can make that wish and allow it to be there. Allow it to be your, hold on to your dreams. Hold on to your reality. Hold on to your, who you are. Hold on to that blessing because it's your dream. It's your reality. It's everything that's about you and is there for you and is there to come forward in your life. I see that we're getting at the time in the hour here that I have to get ready to say goodbye. I've so enjoyed making connections. I've so enjoyed sharing the insights with you. They're not letting me quit. Knowing you're worthy. Wow. Knowing you're worthy. This whole message, this whole day has been about realizing who we are and not giving up and selling out. Know that you're worthy to receive it. That's another message for another person listening. That you're worthy of a relationship of being honored and being loved and being cherished. Know you're worthy of that job. Know you're worthy to receive that job that's your perfect job, your perfect opportunity, your perfect reality. I am on every other week, every second and fourth Wednesday of the month. And I do take calls during the hour. Please, if you ever have a need to call during the time and want to have a little bit of a reading, give me a call. We'll be happy to take those calls during the time here. And also, if you would like to know more about me, you can go on my website, which is aprillugophd.com. If you'd like to know a little bit more about our business, it's mugwort.com. mugwort.com. If you'd like to send me an email, it's P as in Paul, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, at mugwort.com. I'll be more than happy to answer any of your questions or maybe share some insight or guidance with you as we are able to. And I want to thank everybody who was listening and to our caller today. And I want to thank the guides and the angels and the masters and those that are across the veil that have. And I'm so honored. I'm so thrilled to be able to be in this place and to allow them to take part. And I want to encourage you to sit back, regroup, reevaluate your life, reevaluate where you're going, what's happening in your life, where things are going on, maybe where you're tripping yourself up, maybe where you're holding yourself back. Look at that and find those places and correct them and ask your guide or ask your angels, whoever, whatever you work with, to help make those changes in your lives and to guide you and to direct you and to give you that confidence and to give you that peace that's you, allow you to live your life, putting up those healthy boundaries, taking down the boundaries that are not healthy, allowing yourself to own and be who it is that you are. and allow your life to continue on and to be a blessing to yourself and to others, and to reclaim your health, to reclaim your finances, to reclaim healing within your in your careers. Allow all of that. Allow yourself to heal of issues that might be holding you back and might be stepping on your toes. And know that you are so close to breaking through. You are so close to having your answers. They're right there for you, and they're right there for you to be blessed. And I want to say it's been an honor and a privilege to be with you. And I want to say, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing until we're together again.